This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, your Buffalo Bills are 5-2. They got a three-game lead in the AFC East.
Riding high right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are. But despite that, Bills fans still nervous. Amari Cooper made the offense work better on Sunday. Can he do it again? That's going to be part of what we're going to figure out here. Tommy coming off the best week of his Where They Whined season. 3-2. After a 1-for-15 stretch.
Came out stumbling a little bit.
But you're feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. Because there are some men, some sports experts that will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over!
No, I'm enjoying it.
Over under. 1/2 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. His first ever catch as a Buffalo Bill, a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he does it in the first game on a play where he needed rookie Keon Coleman to point him to where he was going at the line of scrimmage. Now, considering Cooper only had 4 days to get ready for the Titans, his first game was amazing. 4 catches, 65 yards, and a TD. So if that trend continues, he's only been in the offense for more time. He should be better come Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give you this information. You ready?
Right. Give me the information. I mean, dig into it.
Seattle's defense is in the middle of the pack in the NFL. They've given up 10 touchdown passes in 7 weeks, so a little over one per game on average. They are banged up, but the guys might be coming back, so they could not play. They could play and be fine. They could play and still be hampered. The question you need to ask yourself, Tom.
What's the question?
Do the Seahawks take Amari Cooper so seriously that they try to shut him down knowing he has a better grasp on the offense after a week? Or are they more concerned about guys like Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid that have been there all season, guys who Josh trusts to do more damage? Because that could factor into what happens in the red zone.
You got to take all those factors in.
Over under. 1/2 a touchdown for Amari Cooper.
What do you think?
I'm asking you.
This kid's the man.
He's not a kid. He's like ancient in football years.
They don't call him Super Cooper for nothing.
Well, I heard that one time and you hated it.
He is Super Cooper. And you're going to tell me this soft-ass West Coast town is going to stop this kid?
I mean, Seattle is a tough place to play.
It's one of the softest towns I can think of. It's Soft Town, USA.
Soft Town, USA.
You know it's soft.
I've got very little experience in Seattle. So
I have none. But what I see look pretty jiggly to me.
Look, you and
I don't even know where you're going.
Jiggly, soft ass.
None of this matters. I think you and all Bills fans do need to pump the brakes. Like, I would be great for Amari Cooper to come out and repeat his performance from a week ago, but it does take time. It takes time.
It didn't take him time last week.
He got to be pointed to where to go.
Just give the kid the ball. He knows how to catch a goddamn ball.
The first target he did. Drop it.
Okay, you know, that might have been a little jive, you know what I'm saying? That might have been a jive drop.
He dropped it on third down of the first drive on purpose. Okay.
Just to set the tone.
All right.
The hustle may have been on.
So I need a pick.
This kid's a hustler.
I need a pick, Broseph.
He's Super Cooper. Where do you think I'm going?
I'm asking
He's
you.
Getting a touchdown.
So to be clear.
Hey, God, how hard is this?
You are over 1/2 a touchdown.
The Hawks.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Over under.
Yeah.
99 rushing yards for Bills running back James Cook. Fun fact, Tommy.
Yeah.
Despite his hot start and status as a top five dual threat back in the NFL, James Cook does not have a 100-yard rushing game this season. His best performance, 82 yards rushing and a loss to Houston. But this Seahawks rushing defense will be the worst the Bills have played all year.
Do they suck?
They're giving up almost 150 yards a game on the ground.
God damn.
Teams are getting 5 yards a carry on average against them. They are the fourth worst in the NFL. Seems like a slam dunk.
Yeah, they can push them around.
There you go. Well, that all depends on how the Bills use Ray Davis. 153-yard total 2 weeks ago. First NFL TD last week. They had him running hard in the fourth quarter. He's earning more time. And, Kimmy, the coaching staff seems to like him despite the fact that he's a rookie.
Yeah. Putting a lot of trust in him.
The more carries Ray Davis gets, the more it hurts that James Cook would get to 100. Over under, 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. The camera's not even on.
I know.
The computer exploded.
I don't want to lose my touch.
Okay, no, you're nailing it, buddy. What do you think?
So you're telling me that they use the Davis kid, then it ain't going to be cooking time.
Every touch Ray Davis gets detracts from the odds that James Cook hits.
Oh, they can't touch the ball at the same time and run with it together?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question. If they did that as a joke, who gets the yardage?
I think isn't it illegal? One of you has to have possession, not both of you.
I've never heard that rule ever. I don't think there's a rule.
They can both hold on to a ball.
What rule would that
break? And it's a playground and you're like running down the field with it together.
What rule would that break?
I would think nobody has possession.
No, you're on the same team. Possession. The team has possession.
Yeah.
Right, but doesn't... All right, maybe. I don't think we're going to see that.
Okay.
That's not even my bonus pick.
James
A
Cook.
Double running back touchdown?
Well, you're making me think now because you got the two good guys back there, and I'm also thinking that Josh is going to air it out.
It's the worst rushing defense in the NFL. Why would you air it out?
Right.
No.
I'm thinking.
All right, hear me out.
Let's think it through it.
The important carries in the fourth quarter when they were trying to put the game away went to Ray Davis. Mm-hmm. This may be a sign that the Bills are trusting him to close games out with fresh legs. It could also be a sign that they thought the game was so far out of reach for Tennessee that they went with their second back.
All right. But you're telling me they can't stop the run.
Look, they're giving up
150. They're the worst in the league.
Fourth worst.
Not
fourth
great.
Worst.
Well, you might as well say worst.
No, because there's three that are worse.
In the whole league.
Holy crap.
At a 32 goddamn team.
Over under 99 yards rushing for James Cook.
They can't stop nobody. Get my score one backwards. Of course he's going to get 100 yards. They can't stop nobody. You tell me they can't stop.
No, but. All right. I'm not even going to argue with you. I'm just trying to help you. Okay. All right.
And by the way, Cook's your star. Davis showed up, but Cook's your man.
Davis has more.
But he's your man. He's number one. That kid's number two.
As of now, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go with number one.
So to be clear.
If you're paying for number one, get out there and show me some number one.
Just because he could rush for 88 yards, have a great day, and not get 100.
I understand how gambling works.
I just described football.
And I'm talking about gambling. We're betting.
All right, so to be clear, thank God you're not betting because you'd be losing the house you don't own. Honey, I lost your house. So you are over 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy tells it like it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming off a 3-2 week last week, he is over 1/2 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He is over 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. Over under 3.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has been getting his ass kicked. In 7 games, he's been sacked 20 times.
Holy Christ. How is he not worse than Tua?
I don't know.
He's got to have concussion.
Well, I haven't watched any Seahawks games. I don't know if these are like he's behind the line of scrimmage getting tripped.
Like every one of those sacks to me looks like you need to go in that blue tent.
It's a some of the Tua concussions weren't even sacks. Yeah. They were just weird injuries.
Okay, so Geno Smith is averaging taking almost 3 sacks per game.
He's getting creamed.
He is. Now, there's a few things that suggest that this week might actually be worse than the average for the Seahawks. One, his number one wide receiver, DK Metcalf, we talked about it this morning, may not play. Right. And even if he does play, he's got an MCL sprain, which I don't know how you play on that as a receiver.
Either.
Okay. Two, the Bills' defense has started getting after the quarterback again. Mm-hmm. They brutalized Aaron Rodgers 2 weeks ago. They owned the backfield in the second half against Tennessee last week. A.J. Epenesa specifically has looked really good the last few weeks. The only problem, the Bills' defensive line has no-showed a couple of games this year. Mm. And, Kimmy, it's one of these things where if they go off, they go off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they kind of don't hear much.
Yes, nothing happens.
You kind of are looking for certain guys like, was he even out there that whole time?
Can the Bills D-line get it going? Or is this another one of those games where it's like, what the hell's happening here? Over, under 3.5 sacks for this Bills D on Sunday.
So they had to get to him 4 times.
Yep. 4 times.
That's a lot of sacks, Pat.
Yes, it is.
For anybody.
Not for you, but I mean, for a football team, yes. 4 sacks is an average Saturday night for Tom Mueller.
You're telling me the kid's getting creamed.
But 4 sacks is a lot of sacks.
Yeah.
But this defense, if they show up, they show up.
Greg Rousseau is due to go off again. He's got great numbers. He's just not getting to the quarterback.
And I'm not taking any guy can sack.
Anyone, any sack.
Oh, I'm taking that bet, baby.
4 sacks is a lot
Laying
of sacks.
It down.
Okay.
So come on.
So to be clear.
What a hell of a show.
Are you talking about this one or the game on Sunday?
Oh, neither.
Okay. So to be clear, you are over 3.5 sacks for this Bills D on Sunday.
Stupid Tommy.
Despite the fact the Bills have to travel to the other side of the U.S., mm-hmm. and they're only a game ahead of the Seahawks in the standings, they are 3-point favorites on the road.
All right.
The Bills need to stack wins in this soft part of the schedule. They started it right, against Tennessee. Well, they started off in the second half against Tennessee, right? Tua's back with the Dolphins, so who knows what that team looks like when they come to Orchard Park next week. And the Colts are one of those weird teams that can play really well, and then all of a sudden they suck. Mm. Seattle, right now, is in a very winnable division. They're in first place with some good teams that are struggling. And if they lose, their window to take advantage of that could close fast. So they may be desperate, too. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 4 or more points?
Well, based on my previous picks, mm-hmm. it seems to me I'm thinking the Bills are going to win.
I love how he has to convince himself based on his own logic. Seems to me, based on what I said, the Bills will win this game.
Of course they're going to win the game.
Okay.
But you tell me this team is horrible. You haven't spoken well about
it. I didn't say
that.
I mean,
they're not horrible.
They're number one in their division.
They can't stop anybody.
They can't stop the run.
Gino was laying on his back half the time crying because he got hit. Their star receiver's got
sprain.
What, a bad leg?
MCL sprain in his knee.
Yeah, where are they going?
Doctor be like, yeah.
They got a kid that limps trying to catch the ball.
Okay, so do the Bills win? And if they do, is it by 4 or more points?
Oh, they're going to cover.
Okay, so great.
Yeah, I see that.
Don't, man. Again, you don't have to say blowout.
No.
If you say
no, yeah, you can just say they win.
Because if it's not a blue, then you lose.
Don't say it, man. Don't say blowout, man. Be cool, man. Don't ruin the Bills experience for me, man.
So? Are you on heroin? What is happening right now?
No. What?
So 4 and that's it?
Oh, no. I think it's going to be a very convincing win.
What are you thinking then?
I see more than 4 points.
What do you see, jackass?
I see a jackass blowout. West Coast, baby. Air Coryell. West Coast. New York Sack Exchange coming over to Soft Jiggly Town and putting it to them boys.
Air Coryell, New York Sack Exchange, Seahawks versus Bills blowout.
Jiggly Town, soft boy blowout.
Okay, let's recap Tommy's picks for folks that are just joining us.
Bring it all together.
Tommy is over. Yeah. One half a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He is over 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. He is over 3.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. And he has the Bills winning. He has them winning by 4 or more. And he's got them in an Air Coryell, New York Sack Exchange, West Coast, bleh. Our good friends.
Oh, yeah, who's coming in?
They'll be coming in after 9 to recap these picks from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
Oh, great guy.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Good people, good people.
They will be here just after 9.
Not so fast, buddy. There's going to be a new drinking game this game.
Got that?
Because you're going to hear a word be used constantly throughout this game when they're describing the Bills on the field.
What do you think?
Gel.
Wait a minute. Of course, every NFL broadcast will say the word gel at some point.
No, but I'm saying you could do a drinking game out of it. It's going to be used multiple times to describe what you're seeing on the field. The team is going to gel at the right time. This is going to be the team right now where you're going to see a balanced attack, and they're going to crush Seattle.
What's the pick?
The pick is how many times they say gel.
So you're going to sit and watch the broadcast and count how many times they say gel.
No, you will.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, I'm not doing it either.
Oh, great. Then you lost.
No, how did I lose?
Give me a
don't have to keep track.
Why did you say at least one time? That would be your bonus pick.
You do have to keep track because you don't pay attention. So we tell you if you won or lost. Hey, guess what? You lost. Oh, what happened, genius?
Put a number on it.
Five.
Five gels. You're an idiot.
Five gels.
You're an idiot.
How am I an idiot? You don't think they'll say gel five times?
I don't.
Five is a lot. I would have just said they're going to say that the team gels. One time, boom.
But that's also a lame ass pick.
These guys constantly repeat themselves.
So your bonus pick is that the commentators say...
I'm disappointed.
Ooh.
I'm disappointed in your bonus pick.
Ooh, ooh.
Give me something flashy.
You can't handle flashy. I know flashy. You ain't no flash.
You're a crumb bum, no flash, lush.
Lush.
All right. Gel. There it is.
The key word today is gel.
Mike Danger.
See, because now, you know what's going to happen? Now it's going to be a trend. Every week he's going to pick a new word.
Yeah, you're right.
A key word of the game.
The word of the game.
Is football.
Kick.
I don't think they say football five times in a three and a half hour broadcast.
Well, you handed off the football.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.